Czech activists have launched an online map of the Czech Republic that highlights anti-corruption strategies and the lack thereof adopted by municipalities across the country. The authors believe that the project, which has been backed by the U.S. Embassy in Prague, will provide people more information about what their town is doing to fight corruption, as well as to allow authorities to share their experiences, Jan Richter reports.
227 red dots appeared on the anti-corruption map of the Czech Republic when it went online on Thursday. Each dot represents a city or a town, while the color suggests the current state of its anti-corruption policy. Green means some measures have been adopted, red means no strategy at all. The map was launched by two Czech NGOs called Oživení, or Revitalization, and Change Politicians. Tomáš Kramár is the head of Oživení.
The aim of the map is to show the different approaches between Czech cities in anti-corruption policies, and it is a tool where the mayors can promote their anti-corruption policy, their anti-corruption plans, and our organization will check the realization of the plans and give a mark, like in a school.
When you click on a dot on the Google Map-based application, a window appears with information on the mayor, the municipality's anti-corruption measures, and their evaluation. No city has yet entered any data into the map, so the dots are all red. But Tomáš Kramár says at least some of them should turn green in the near future.
Our estimates are that the first cities, some tens of mayors, could fill in their anti-corruption plans in the map in 1 month horizon, and people could start to check and comment on it and to compare the anti-corruption policies of different cities in this horizon 1-2 months.
An estimated 20% of all public spending in the Czech Republic is non-transparent. On the local level, corrupt activities are also often related to management of municipal property, which is governed by no special rules. Ahead of October's local elections, both NGOs approached candidates with an anti-corruption manual. Nearly 450 of those who promised they would implement these policies did get elected. The NGOs now say they will contact them again to make sure they keep their promises. The authors also hope that negative publicity will be an incentive for the rest.
We will do some lists of the cities showing where the anti-corruption policies and tools are realized and in what way, and which cities do nothing or are not successful. And this should be also a pressure or motivation for the cities and mayors to show that they are not at the bottom of the list, but they want to go further up.
The project received a $6,000 grant from the U.S. Embassy in Prague. The mission was actively promoting transparency in the Czech Republic even before the arrival of the new ambassador, Norman Eisen, who has a record of fighting corruption in Washington. David Gaynor is the United States cultural attaché in Prague.
We feel certainly that activities such as these related to transparency are part of our core mission to increase transparency in civil society, to try and build together a stronger civil society. So we are happy to support this project through what we call our small grants program.
If you want to check the online anti-corruption map of the Czech Republic, you will find a link to it on our website.
Okay, and thanks there to Jan Richter reporting about a new